I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to get your Gwen on. Ooh. If I could escape. Oh, there we go. Gwen Stefani is doing a residency in Vegas, and we'd love to send you round-trip airfare, hotel, tickets, some spending money. It could all be yours, but you can't use our regular text number to enter this contest. I don't know how much more clearly I can say this. We have a contest text number, and it's 20357. This hour's code word is LIE, L-I-E. 20357. Text the word LIE to 20357. If you text it, you're in the running. Gives you a chance at this. We have three chances a day, 9, noon, and 5. So V Hale's in on the fun. Janie's got it in the afternoon. So LIE is this hour's code word, and the text number is 20357. That's it. That's all you have to do. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. LIE is this hour's code word. You know you want to go to Vegas and see Gwen Stefani. It's a big deal.
Hey,
no doubt, right? Before you get to the text here, I wanted to mention one more time that tonight is this big night for Cal Hope. Cal Hope Concerts for Hope, they are shining a light during Mental Health Awareness Month, and they want to let all Californians know about the free mental and emotional resources that are provided by Cal Hope. So it's a night of badass women performing.
Tonight?
This is tonight. It's a stream concert. It's at calhopeconcerts.com. So you just go right there and you can watch the thing. And it would be great if you can tune in for this, and maybe you know someone who could use a helpline. Certainly that's available. So Ava Max, Sophia Carson, Tinashe, Laura Morano, Grace Potter, Cruella, Jackie Cruz, Cheekies, all performing this evening. CalHopeConcerts.com for the stream this evening. All right, Vinny, it's all you.
The other text number, the one where you can comment or compliment, 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Now, this one, I'm with them. I don't know what just happened to us. So we need a little clarification. There was a text that came in weeks ago, and it was a guy who had stated that he is gay, but married to a woman, and only his best friend knows that he's gay.
Yes.
And obviously it struck me wrong. I feel bad that there's a lady out there thinking that she's in a marriage, a loving marriage, and that she's being used. So I believe I went off, not went off, but certainly let my opinion be known.
Right,
I would hate to be her. I would hate to find out that everything I was living was really just a mask for someone else's purposes. And then this person contacted us again and weeks later, and said, I've heard you guys and I decided to come clean.
Right.
And we were all like, oh my God, that's incredible. We can't wait to talk. So we were going to book this person on our Secret Show podcast.
We actually did book this person, and they sent an email.
Listen, here's the thing. I just read the email from the person, and Bryn is absolutely right. This person, I can 100% see why this person would not want to come on as a guest, but they wrote a detailed email with some effing bombshells in it. Like, blow your head off. Oh, my God. I'm holding myself in right now. because I don't want you to get too crazy. But this is going to blow your mind. Like this.
So someone wrote in and said, oh, seriously, you guys teased that whole thing and it sounds like we're not going to find out what happened?
Oh, you're going to find out.
Oh, you're going to find out.
Yep. It's called The Secret Show. It's a free podcast that we do weekly.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy, listen, even if we tell you what happens once the secret's out, we're going to be talking about this for years.
Oh, good.
It's crazy. It's great. It's not crazy. It's what happens in the world. And it's this person's journey.
It's real life.
It is. Yeah. It couldn't be realer.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, though. I'm checking my text machine. I'm not getting that. I haven't gotten that yet. So
hey,
if you could
to the texter, please don't blow the secret by texting Vinny.
Well, this texter also knows about word economy, so they sent an email instead.
They do. It's true. And it's, first of all, it's going to take your head clean off. And also, we'll reiterate the whole story, how we found all the original texts, all of them. So there's a lot to unpack with this, and we're going to do. And by the way, they end with, after they tell this whole story, incredible story, they actually have another super great bad advice question for us.
Oh my God.
And now what should I do? So this is going to be an epic secret show.
Great. I cannot wait.
You're gonna flip. Vinny.
I look forward to reading all about it.
all done. Yeah.
No, send it. You send it right now.
No. You have this has to be revealed to you.
I'm looking at you, Clark. You send it right now.
No. Look, I'm trying. You know, we got a show to do. I want to hear you. I want to hear this. I want to be inside your head when this information washes over you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get back to our text.
It is epic.
I will protest you later.
Okay.
I didn't have time to make picket signs, but don't worry.
I can withstand your barrage.
I'm going to have
it's
picket signs
It's only 24 hours
morning.
until you get to hear the entire story. Plus, V. Hale's on The Secret Show, too, so she'll be able to give her
I almost feel
bad
like
advice.
She's going to get overshadowed by this, isn't she?
We'll start with her.
All right.
Because, oh, my God, there's some stuff we found out about her on last week's happy hour that I totally forgot about until she showed me a picture yesterday of something that she's done to herself.
Mm-hmm. What'd she do?
You'll find out tomorrow on The Secret Show. I mean, it's incredible.
You're such a holdout. What is this?
Well, I want you to be surprised. I want you to, because I know you. You're going to have 1,000 questions.
These are all great cliffhangers.
I know.
Good job, Sarah.
Thank you.
I want to make sure I check out The Secret Show.
You better check out The Secret Show. Tomorrow's Secret Show is going to you're going to fall down, roll around, shake, and rattle and roll. Odyssey. The Secret Show. It's a podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. On to another subject then. Fine. Hi, all. Oh, my family used to own an oyster farm in Marin. The question and answers is quoted wrong. Okay, there's a little mix up here. But are oysters good in months with an R at the end? January, February, March. Okay, are all okay? This person's got me all confused. Sorry.
Yeah.
They're trying to straighten out that whole oyster thing, which I'm surprised you hadn't heard of it because.
No, I'll eat an oyster anytime it gets put in front of me. I don't care what month it is, and it turns out that's not the way. But the Pacific Ocean oysters, it's so GD cold here all the time. It doesn't seem like there'd be a problem. I mean, I guess if we're talking about oysters from, say, Hawaii.
Here's it in a nutshell. I looked it up. It says eating oysters with letter R from September to April, basically.
Oh, those are the safest months? Is that what they're saying, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. They're good all the time. Let's just all eat oysters all the time. If I die eating oysters, well, it was meant to be. I had a great life, you guys.
Right.
Great life.
All of that living and all the stuff you survived to go out from an oyster.
It was
Come
worth
on.
It. The oysters, they're delicious.
So it's months not. With the letter R in it.
As long as letter R in it. In it?
Uh-huh.
Oh. January, right? February, March, and April.
That's what that person was trying to explain.
Very interesting.
But it was,
I get it.
There was a bunch of auto corrections that screwed up her whole or his whole thing.
May,
so, anyway.
June,
July, August.
August.
No, don't do it.
Amazing.
Well, you learned something new about
the tipper was wrong and a bad dude, but get rid of tipping. It's a dumb process. Companies should just pay people what they're owed.
I agree with that.
There's a valid point there.
Yeah.
I mean, other countries don't tip at all. It's a trip.
You know, though, the thing with tipping is that you work to earn a tip. Mm-hmm. And as a person who waited tables for years, right, and bartended for years, I will work harder for a good tipper. And that is just the stone cold fact. If I'm making minimum wage, $15 an hour, whatever it is, you know, in San Francisco now, and I know I'm getting that no matter how crappy my service is to people, then they're all getting the same crappy service.
I also would say, and I would bet that there were people who heard that comment and said, no. But I dated a girl who was super good looking and would and said straight up, yeah, I have to put up with crap, but I get tipped like you wouldn't believe when I do cocktails.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I can make in 3 days, 3 nights doing cocktails, I'm done for the week. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I put up with people asking me out and I deal with this nonsense and that nonsense, but 3-4 hour shifts, I'm good. That's tips.
It's actually quite amazing.
Tips are amazing. And it's true. When someone in a service position is working for a tip, they work harder for the person.
Some of the
that's
most
tipping.
Pleasant experiences are in different countries that don't tip. And I was really conscious of that because I wanted to see if there was a difference. Mm. And they're super pleasant. They're great. And I'm like, how does this work? I don't understand how this economy thrives.
Well, maybe it's just American waiters and waitresses and bartenders and tipping positions. Maybe it's us. Because you're right. In Japan, they're like insulted if you leave a tip on the table. Mm-hmm. They're like, you forgot some money.
And their service
They'll run
is great.
Out after you. And the service is great. But I wonder if that comes down to the employers. Like, the job is give great service. Mm-hmm. If I see you not giving great service, you're out. So now you don't get any money.
Mm. Kind of on the same note that Texter was saying though, right?
I guess.
Having the employers take care of you.
Sure, right. Pay your employees.
406 says, love that The Secret Show is back and thank you for all the hard work you put in each day.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
From an Odyssey and podcast listener in Odyssey. Mon. Oh. Montana? I don't know. Wherever 4-6 is, 406 is, I don't know.
It might just be.
No, Brent.
It's nowhere near. Please never play that again.
In fact, for people
are not sure of it.
They don't want to hear that song anymore.
No one wants to. I don't know where you got it into your head that anyone.
I like it.
Oh my God, Nicole, shut up.
No, Nebraska's canceled.
Nikki.
Nebraska's canceled.
Nebraska's not canceled.
By Beth from The Walking Dead. Who sings that song?
Coco is cautious and aware, as every woman should be, says Texter from 530.
And jaded.
And no,
but
jaded.
Cautious and aware is good.
Yes.
She doesn't need a man to make her complete.
Nope.
Going to Disneyland 6-3 specifically for residents only at partial capacity. Stressed weeks ago to get reservation before 6:15. Worried it might open up on 6-1, in which case we would have canceled. Mm. But they feel good because it's not until the... Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are feeling... you know, skunked by this, like,
yeah,
great. Now what I thought was a score is now just way more people.
The problem with canceling is kids. You can't tell your kids if you've got Disneyland tickets, because if you do have to cancel them, they lose their minds.
Oh yeah. Well,
no, we're not going. There's going to be too many people.
We haven't told our kids about the RV trip, but the oldest one seems to be cobbling together hints here and there.
Oh really?
Yeah, but you can't tell them. To your point, you can't tell them crap because then they ruin your life up until that day.
Right? Is it time yet? Are we leaving yet? When are we leaving? Should I pack? Do you think I should get my bags together? Well, what are we gonna do first? Whose line are we gonna wait in first? Will it be Cinderella? Will it be Elsa? Will it be Snow White?
415 says Chandler's mom was Morgan Fairchild and his dad was Kathleen Turner.
Okay. So Morgan Fairchild was the actual mom, but the dad had transitioned to a woman. And
I see.
Yep. All right.
That's why it was so hard to research.
It was difficult. Yep.
How's my time? Someone wrote in, you know, and I don't know the nature of this word, but someone wrote in and said, let me see if I can find it, that You said something about the guy who took the tip back being a shyster or something like that. And someone wrote in and said, that is anti-Semitic.
Oh, it is?
Oh, wait, here it is. Someone let the lady know that shyster is anti-Semitic slur and shouldn't be, and she shouldn't be saying it.
I will never say that again. What about grifter? Is that also a slur?
Grifter's a thing. People on the grift are thieves. They're
it's
someone
a person who engages in petty or small-scale swindling, according to Bryn's
research. Yeah, that's a grifter.
So, he grifted the waitress. He swindled her. She thought she was getting $100. Instead, she was only getting 20. But yeah, that other word, I'll never say it again. I had no idea that.
Well,
that
we
was
don't know. Maybe this person doesn't know. Maybe we need to look
Can
it up.
Look it up, please, and let's find out.
All right. I don't know.
I don't want to misuse it. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I really don't.
No, I'm with you. That's why I thought it would be good.
Absolutely.
To just read it. You know, no one around here is trying to pull. You know, make. We don't want no trouble. Do we?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Zero trouble. I want people to come here and have fun and feel safe and included. That's the show I'm trying to do. It's for everybody.
Please tell me, what is the alternative Nebraska song so I can never listen to it again? It's horrible.
Bryn.
It's terrible. It stinks. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
That's weird.
Nicole.
I don't see that text.
Yeah, you do, Nicole.
It is a weird sounding text.
Nicole verifies they made it up.
It's pretty long, too, for a single text.
This song?
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to go.
You know, I can actually mute him.
Yeah, do that.
Good. I can connect
to the station.
We're
going to go anyway. We're out of time. All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today's a great day. Tomorrow is going to be even better. It'll be Friday. We're doing a secret show, a highly anticipated secret show. There's so much to do on the secret show tomorrow. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show every Friday. We crank out an extra bunch of unique content. It's filthy. There's a lot of swearing. Sometimes we talk about sexy things. Sometimes people send us emails just to hear us say the words. Mm-hmm. You people with your dirty minds.
I'll tell you what. My curiosity was fully piqued just on V. Hale alone. Mm-hmm. And now you guys have completely... The shadow's over V. Hale. Like, I kind of like, well, V. Hale, sorry, you got to push
no,
you
wait
aside.
Till you hear the thing I found out.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait till you hear. You're going to, this show is going to be your favorite secret show we've ever done.
Oh, my God.
You're going to love it.
Oh, my God.
You're going to freaking
love
it.
Well, I won't sleep tonight. Super.
Fantastic.
Good job.
Well, you should be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow morning. Or caffeinated to the gills. One of
That's
those.
That's what I'll do.
All right, have a great Thursday. Don't forget, there's a couple more chances to get qualified for Gwen Stefani in Vegas. V. Hale's up next, and she's got a chance for you at noon 05. And then our little Janie, she'll be on in the afternoon. And 5:05, she has another chance. They give you a code word. And 20357 is the official Alice contest text number. It's a mouthful. But that's the one you have to send it to, not to our regular text number. Have a wonderful day, and we'll check you on Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.